Tens of thousands of people gathered in a sunny St. Peter's Square on the first Wednesday of May for the Pope's weekly general audience. In his remarks to pilgrims, Pope Benedict made mention of the traditional Marian focus of the month.
In this month of May, I entrust you to the maternal protection of our Blessed Lady, Queen of Peace.
Wednesday was also the feast of the Apostles Philip and James, a very appropriate day, considering the topic of the Pope's catechesis.
Dear brothers and sisters, in today's catechesis, we continue our reflections on the Church's apostolic tradition. As the Second Vatican Council teaches, God wills that everything He had revealed in Christ for our salvation should remain in its entirety and be transmitted to all generations. The 12 apostles were chosen and sent forth to proclaim the gospel and the living presence of the risen Lord in His Church. With the help of the Holy Spirit, they and their associates handed on by their preaching, example, and institutions, and by the inspired scriptures, all that they themselves had received from Christ for the salvation of the world.
The Holy Father said that this tradition continues to this day.
The Church, in every age, preserves and transmits what St. Paul calls the rich deposit of faith. Tradition can thus be understood as the living voice of the gospel proclaimed in its integrity by the apostles and passed down by their successors. This apostolic tradition includes all that helps God's people to live in holiness and grow in faith. Through tradition, the Church, in her doctrine, life, and worship, perpetuates and transmits to every generation all that she herself is, all that she believes.
At the end of the audience, when greeting Polish pilgrims, the Pope mentioned his upcoming trip. He said that he blessed them from his heart and trusted in their prayers as he prepared for his upcoming pilgrimage. The Holy Father leaves for Poland on the 25th of this month. I'm Charles Collins.